It's just two guys slinging some bull. It's the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast.
I'm back!
On 1045theteam.com.
Get up off of that thing and dance to you, you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to you. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. My name is Joe Bianchino, hanging out with you right here on 1045theteam.com. And I am joined again this week, second straight week, making his record third appearance on the show, Mr. Pierce Pricks. Pricksy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, this is groundbreaking territory. I'm just happy to be here.
Right? It's some sort of record. Short-lived as our program is, I think that should be applauded. So,
feeling good.
We're gonna open today's show in kind of a different fashion than normal. If you've listened at all, you know it's kind of a tradition for us to come in here and for me to just bemoan what happened to the Rangers the night before. But it's out of it. We're gonna start a new era because baseball season has officially begun. All right. It started last Friday around 10:50, 11 o'clock. We're not gonna get into what happened around 10:50. We're just gonna get right ahead with the beginning of baseball season.
All right.
And since my team is kind of depressing to talk about right now, we're gonna look at Bricks and go, Bricksy, how about those Mets?
How about those Mets? Looking good, feeling good, and playing well. You know, it's funny, too, because you talk, oh, my team's depressed. Like, the Mets and the Yankees have the same record. One team is like, oh, my God, these Mets, huh? How about these sons of guns? And then it's like the Yankees, same record, and people are talking about the end of an era. But, listen, the Mets are playing well. Obviously, they lost last night. The bullpen's terrible. The bullpen is a huge issue for the New York Mets. However, they got, you know, listen, it's the same rhetoric until they start losing. Their team is good, young. Their team is good. David Wright had a small 0-for-13 skid there to dip his average significantly under the 400 mark at around 375, 378.
Slacking, in my opinion.
He did have a ribeye steak last night in the first inning. So he's back on the, in my good graces, if you will.
If he's not at 400, I mean, what's even the point?
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's the point of watching? I'm fully on board with the notion that the Mets will contend with contention, and I'm cool with that.
Let me ask you. What? They'll contend hang on. Just explain that. Maybe I'm just a little slow this morning.
There are different levels of fanship. For instance, with the New York Giants.
Yep.
I want to be winning Super Bowls. I want to be making deep playoff runs. Mm-hmm. That's where the Giants are right now.
And yep.
When we were in the Jim Brown, that would be a fantastic era. The Dave Brown era, you know, then you're like talking, let's just see if we can get to 8-8, 9, Kent, you know, so I can watch week 16, Kent, week 17 and feel good.
The Kent Graham era?
Oh, yeah. Similar era there. With these Mets, you know, I'm expecting to be sitting here suffering through, you know, game number 119 because we're already out of it. The Mets are contending with the notion that they will be contending down this stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
all right, I like that.
If we get to the All-Star break and a bit past the All-Star break and we're still sitting in second or third place, 1.5, 2.5 games out, then it's going to then I'm going to be fully on, you know, let's go, let's make a push, let's get a bullpen piece and try to just straight up contend. But right now I'm content with the notion, you know, that the Mets will be battling longer than anticipated.
Here's a question. I've debated this with friends before. Would you rather have a team that contends right up until, you know, the last day and then maybe misses the playoffs on the last day? Or would you rather be the Pirates and be out of it in May?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You'd rather be the team that contends.
This is what I say.
I mean, there's no point. Why would you want to be the Pirates?
Some people will argue that you do that, like in the NFL, you would rather be the 4-12 team rather than the 9-7 team who's in it, or the 10-6 team who's in it until the last day and then just misses the playoffs.
I mean, listen, the heartbreak stings. And in the NFL, it's a bit different because if you go 4-12, you're going to get a great draft pick.
Still, I'd rather be in it. I mean, I'd rather not waste a season.
Yeah, but I mean,
at least
softens the blow a little bit. You know, at one point you're like, all right, you know what? Let's go into tank mode and see if we can't get a great player. But in Major League Baseball, the first overall pick, unless it's Bryce Harper, is not necessarily, you know, how many times you look at, listen, I was watching.
I don't even know who the Yankees have drafted first round for the past decade.
I was watching a Tigers game the other day because that's what I do. I watch a lot of Tigers games. And Verlander was on the mound, and Oral Hershiser or Terry Francona, whoever was calling the game, was making a note that Verlander was picked second overall that year, and the guy who was picked first never made the bigs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, baseball is a lot more boom or bust in the first round. There are 278 rounds in the Major League Draft. Mike Piazza was legitimately like a 98th round pick. So the value of sucking is far less in Major League Baseball than it is in other sports.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that this year. The Mets are going to be there. I think that's clear. With the Philly, especially with Halliday going on the DL, that hurts the Phils a lot.
You know, I don't think the Phils are a concern for the Mets just because they've been a bane in their side so much that there's the mental hurdle. But again, what I like about this Mets team is they're so young and there's so many guys that are fresh out of Buffalo that the Phillies aren't in their heads. They haven't gotten pounded by the Phillies year after year after year.
And I think I honestly think the Phillies might maybe be the worst team in that division. Possibly. Halliday out. Listen, I think you've got five teams in that division who are pretty much the equal, all things considered, who are pretty much the equal of each other. And Halliday's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
At least, you know, you get concerned with pitchers like that. If they fall back, and they're really relying right now on veteran savvy to get them through, mm-hmm. they're winning games. I mean, they had Shane Victorino batting in the three hole the other day.
That's not a recipe game one for against success.
Them. No, it's definitely not. So, I mean, listen, at some point, if you're the Phillies management, you got to say, you know what? Let's sit Ryan Howard for the rest of the season. We still have 4 years, $85 million invested in him or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, let's sit Roy Halladay for the rest of the season. Let's call this a season. We got an older team. Our window, it will still be open next year. This is just not our year. You know, let's rest our older pieces and see what we can do.
I think things are looking up for the Mets, but you mentioned not our year. Is it not the Yankees' year? Is that just what this is?
Listen, I call.
I think still blinded by the past decade of, well, the Yankees will figure it out. So, to me, I'm not worried. I got a 6-5 win last night against the Angels. That was good. But I'm still not worried. Everyone else seems to be freaking the hell out.
Yeah, because Yankee fans are very annoying in that regard. You lose two games, you know. Teixeira has a slow start. Teixeira has never had a fast start.
I don't understand the hate on Teixeira. This is what he does.
Right.
I'm not scared.
You listen to sports, well, his swing is slowed down. He can't get the ball, you know, the bat through the zone. You know, he's washed up. He's been a huge bust. The guy hits like 36 and .120 every year for you. Yes, his batting average has been low. He's got it up now to over .250. You'd imagine he's going to keep climbing. He's the type of guy that can get hot, and he'll be batting .285 in 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. This Yankee team, and I don't know, maybe it is just, maybe I'm the only realistic Yankee fan. Maybe I'm just supremely blinded by and spoiled by everything since 96, which is when I really kind of, you know, I was like 8, so that's when I started becoming a real fan. But I still have this feeling of just chill out, people. Just relax. They're going to get there. They'll be fine. They're the Yankees. They still will be the Yankees. It's not a foregone conclusion, but just chill out.
The team has some issues. One issue, if I were Alex Rodriguez, I would go to Girardi and say, listen, it's the first third of the season. I've played DH more than I've played third base. Put me out in third base every day. Let me get in my rhythm in the field. That'll translate. Because it's hard to DH, especially if you're a guy like Alex Rodriguez who's not used to DHing this frequently.
It's just, you're looking at a guy who's getting older and has had hip problems and knee problems.
Right. And he had huge hip problems. He has DH'd this season more than he did all of last season. Did he age that much? Was it that incremental of a...
Did
he turn 42? Did he go from 36 to 42?
When you get off the roids, who knows what happens?
That's true. Your body deteriorates. It's not a bad call. The Yankees have some issues. A-Rod's not what A-Rod was, but he's still Alex Rodriguez. He's going to get hot and have a 5-home-run week, and everybody's going to... You know, everybody's sitting here, I don't know, I think he's at 7 or 8 jacks right now.
You know what part of it is? I look north in the division, I say, all right, the Rays, they're a legit team, they're going to be there. And I look at the Orioles, and I'm not just call me at the All-Star. If you're still around at the All-Star break, we can talk. But I've seen this with the Blue Jays before. Just go away.
Well, yeah. I mean,
don't feed me the Orioles, because I've Orioles, seen this before, and just bleh.
They're the Mets on steroids. Right
this
now.
Is what it is. I sense this epic not even second half. I sense, like, you know, they lose one game. You know, they just get out. They just get crushed, and they lose like 13-1, and then they come out and go on a 19-game losing streak, and no more Orioles. This is what I expect to happen.
But at the same point, before Jason Hayward was Jason Hayward, there was Adam Jones, who was supposed to be that next big guy. And he came out and he did a similar thing that Hayward did on the Braves. Came out with a quick little bang and then couldn't do it. He couldn't find himself. He is tearing the cover off the ball right now. And it's very possible that he just came into his own and he's going to turn into that superstar that he was projected to be, in which case... That spells problems for the Yankees.
I don't. You know what? I've seen it with the Blue Jays. I don't care. I'm not worried. Call me at the All-Star.
They have a better. Matt Wieters, same thing. He was highly projected. If all these highly projected guys actually turn out to be good.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you're drafting, you know, in the top like five teams for a decade.
Right. And it happened with the Tampa Bay Rays.
It did.
And look at them now. They're perennial. You know, contenders.
The Orioles have to prove it to me before I really get worried. I feel so arrogant sitting here.
They have to prove it. They're like six games up on you.
Just
you know, they got
to
prove it to me.
All right. June. It's like it's May 31st. I'm not worried yet. I'm going to be going to Yankee Stadium and relaxing. I may not be going to Yankee Stadium relaxing with a 20-ounce soda. Michael Bloomberg, you friggin' jerk. Did you hear this?
Yeah. That's absurd.
It's ridiculous.
I don't quite understand what he's doing.
Look, if people want to be obese, let them be obese. All right? Just let them.
Yeah.
Who cares? Does it impact me?
They already have the tax, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to double off the... For
those of you out there who don't know this story, Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, was that too mean?
You know what? He is a dwarf mayor. On a quick side note, I actually sat next to him on the 6 on my way to work when I used to work in New York City. Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice for a second because I was on, you know, like half sleep mode just to get to work and get my coffee. And, you know, I start noticing that like everybody is like looking around and I see this huge dude, you know, this big, you know, this
burly
dude,
looking
man. Burly guy. He's got a chain on. He's you know, his pants are sagged out and he's like gives a little handshake to this little midget right next to me in a suit. And I look over, I'm like, oh, it's the mayor. And when I stood up to get off the train, I mean, he is not...
He is tiny.
I'm 6'2". He does not come up to the top of my shoulder blade.
So, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is discussing a law which would ban any container larger than 16 ounces for any soft drink or sugary drink. So, at Yankee Stadium or at Citi Field, you could not get your 20-ounce Mountain Dew. And that is an outrage. If I want to get all hopped up on Mountain Dew and make some bad decisions... That is my that is for me.
Does the mayor not realize you can go buy a 16-ounce, and then because you couldn't get the extra 4 ounces you needed, you go and buy another 16-ounce. Now you're drinking 32 ounces. I'm fat. Thanks, mayor. Plus, I'm broke.
Right. I could have a 20-ounce thing, or I could sit here and drink this entire 12-pack. That's your decision.
You're sitting there like crying at the end of like ounce 31. You've wasted an extra $8. You're feeling obese. You're probably going to have a heart attack. Now your son's alone. I mean, all because the mayor wanted to institute this ridiculous law.
You see this? It's just another one of these, like, Bruce calls it nanny state. Whatever about the nanny state thing. But it's like, come on. We're going to ban soda. By the way, on the list of things that are wrong with the obesity problem in this country, I would look to ban, like, you know, Friendly's burger that has a grilled cheese as the bun. Yeah, like, that should probably be priority one before 20-ounce sodas. Like,
all of the 300 diners in New York City that have a quote-unquote heart attack burger, maybe you address that burger
perhaps
before going into the sodas.
And either way, like, I understand obesity is an issue, but it's my issue.
Can you get a 20-ounce diet? Is it only... Is he going to make it that you can get a 20-ounce Diet Coke, but you can't get a 20-ounce regular Coke?
That should be discussed.
That gets into semantics.
That should be discussed. This is ridiculous. I just think, you know, just let people be. If they wanna step on a treadmill, they'll step on a treadmill.
Damn
if
right.
not, they're gonna find a way to be fat and happy.
And yes, the Yankees are struggling. to tie it all back together.
Man.
Listen, they got Nick Swisher's not any good.
We're not going back in.
I'm just saying.
He's a dude, and he's the man.
He's not very good. If he wasn't a Yankee, he'd be washed up. He was washed up before he got to the Yankees.
You know what? I bet Nick Swisher wants everybody to just drink 20-ounce sodas. I bet he'd just be walking around handing them out. Like, hey, man, it's some Mountain Dew.
Bro, I got 20-ounce Dew.
Pepsi, bro.
Yeah, no, he loves the 20-ounce Dew. He's like Nick Lee.
All right. Oh, as an inside Town Square reference there, people. All right. We're gonna step aside for a second, and we'll come back, and we'll try and change the subject to... Let's talk some NBA. There's some big things happening in the NBA.
Nobody likes the NBA more than Joe B.
Yeah, you know it, man.